How's Barnage?
He's on schedule, maybe a little bit ahead. He is such a diligent worker. I don't worry too much about him doing the things he should do in rehab. We've got a plan for him that will get him to opening day. And so we have to accomplish two things. We have to make sure he's healthy and make sure he gets enough work that he's ready to go. But again, his work ethic is so good that I don't sweat that much. So we feel good about it. He'll be ready to go when the season starts, and he'll get some time here in the preseason. I think that you'll probably see gradually increase a little bit. I don't know what we'll do in the first game yet, but he'll get some time, certainly.
Clark just said that Scooby Wright, just to use one example, can be used at outside, mainly inside now. But are you guys kind of bouncing back and forth? You're coaching some of the quote-unquote outside guys, and he's coaching some of the inside guys?
I'm coaching some of the tight ends on the other side of the ball.
Sorry. Okay.
Yes.
Connor Hamlin is really
tall.
He's hard to miss.
Yes.
These first couple of days. What do you see from him, and where do you think he can possibly fit into the puzzle?
What we have at my position really is Gary and the kids. There are five of them, and they've not. There are five or six of them, and none of them have really played. Some haven't played at all. And so we are giving everybody an opportunity to play different positions within the tight end group through camp here. And it'll play itself out as we go through the preseason. There are jobs available. I'm lucky in this regard. They're all bright kids. They're all hard workers. They all certainly have unique skills to themselves. Connor's a long, tall, spidery guy with excellent hands. He's very smart. So we'll see how it plays out. Right now, those jobs are available, and what we're attempting to do in practice is give everybody enough repetitions at all the various spots so that when we get to the games, they can go in and show what they can do. But so far, so good, and I'm lucky to have a guy like Gary in the room as a veteran because he's a great resource for those guys in his own experience, because he wasn't a star right away. He kind of worked up through the system and then became a Pro Bowl tackle. But Connor's doing well.
When you watch film of Gary, what impressed you most about him, and how was his blocking?
Gary has always been a very willing blocker. Technique-wise, he has studied the game. I see improvement from a technique standpoint this fall. I think he'll be an even more a more effective blocker, and I thought he did a good job last year. Gary is taller and wider and bigger than people think he is. He's a matchup problem. I think he is a guy that is very, very competitive. He is competitive to the football, the contested catch, the tip-it-to-myself kind of catch. He's demonstrated a kind of a rare ability to do that. As he likes to say, he's a young 30 years old because he didn't get a lot of snaps early in his career. So I think he's in a great place in his career right now. He's doing really – he's got good hands, good work ethic. He's smart. He's a good teammate. He wants to be good. He's a good leader on our team. So Gary's important to us, and I'm sure he'll play very, very well this fall.
To pretend like my other question didn't happen.
Yeah.
Bibbs is a guy who got a lot of run and buzz at training camp last year. Did some of that filter back to you? Do you pay any attention to that sort of thing?
No, I'm a clean slate guy because you have to be fair to everybody in the room. And we're asking Bibbsy right now to play all the tight end spots, and he's also getting some snaps at fullback, especially now we've got a couple of guys dinged up. So he's a very good athlete. He's a 6'2", 260-pound guy that has some skills. And again, like all the guys, we're giving him an opportunity at every tight end position and also at the fullback spot. And we'll see when the games come, how he performs. But he has a unique skill set himself because of his agility.
How do you treat guys we're dealing with the culture shock of a new regime after they've only known one regime for 1 year maybe?
Well, you can't do anything about whatever has happened in the past. So you come in and you explain who you are and what you expect and what you want to get done. You be available to the players. You try to be a good counselor and instructor, and you just move forward. You just keep putting days together. And we had a lot of time with the guys in the spring. Now we're into camp, and I think we come together a little more every day. It's a process. It doesn't happen overnight or just because you want it to. You got to work at it.
Seth, the valve hasn't been able to get out there. He's coming back
right
from the knee. First, do you kind of have a timetable for him? And second to that is how much of a risk does he have falling behind the rest of the pack?
Well, if he hadn't gotten to Princeton, I'd be worried about him falling behind the rest of the pack from an assignment standpoint. but certainly you got to practice to earn your spot on the field. And he wants to get out there as badly as anybody. He's making progress. We're kind of in a day-to-day mode, I think, right now. And it's a fine line. If we put him out there too soon and he re-injures it, then we lose him for more time. So I want him to be well, and then I want him to be available. And he wants that too, and he's working hard at it. And hopefully in the next few days we'll get to see him out there more.
With the valve, the peripheral observation would be that here's a guy who went to he played, quote-unquote, lesser competition in college and didn't have great numbers in college. Mm-hmm. So you wonder what that guy's doing here as a fairly high draft pick. I mean, do you go through that in some of your mind to an extent that, well, this guy doesn't have a fantastic pedigree, but he's going to be this for us?
We spent a lot of time on Seth. He had a unique injury situation at Princeton in that it was a congenital thing. It wasn't a knee injury or an ankle surgery or something like that. It involved his foot. And then reoccurred in the other foot the second year. What we like about Seth is he's a 6'3", 252-pound guy who can really run and is very, very smart. The head coach at Princeton is an old friend and a guy who had coached in the NFL, and his recommendation was very strong. So we'll get to see Seth on the field, and I think any concerns people have will be assuaged by the way he plays. He's a talented young man.
Is he going to be like Bibbs to an extent, and that he might line up a fullback?
Once I get him on the field, I'll find that out, and we'll let you know. But, yeah, he has the versatility to play a number of different spots, absolutely.
Coach,
yes.
When you talk about Gary and the kids, and there's that number two spot,
right,
so to speak, up for grabs, in this offense, how prominent of a role is that second tight end spot?
It's very prominent. You look at Hugh's offenses in the past, multiple tight ends are a big part of what we do. We have some flexibility in that there's flexibility with what Gary does. I mean, he can be a point of attack guy, he can be a slot guy, he can be out on the edge. So, we can put Gary anywhere. And so that helps because we can then play off that with how we structure the rest of the depth chart. But we've got a good spread of other kids in the room in terms of their abilities. They're all a little bit different, and we'll just have to see how they perform here in the preseason, and then we'll match them up.
And I think one of the guys you haven't touched on is Randall Telfer. He was out all last season,
yeah,
so we haven't got to see a lot of him.
Randall's a kid from USC. Came out of a pro-style offense there, so the transition for him is easier than some of the guys that come out of, like, the spread offenses. Randall is physical. He played as a Y there at the point of attack, but they also detached him some, so he has some experience with that. And his situation was a little bit like Seth's. He just wasn't able to get on the field. He missed some time this spring, but now he's back, and he's working hard. I think he has toughness. He's a competitive guy, and he's certainly in the mix.
What is there to like about your group as a whole?
For me as a coach, I'm really fortunate. I've got good guys in the room. They're a very, very coachable group. They study hard. They ask good questions. We have good discussion in the room, and it's headed, obviously by Gary because that's who he is, and they kind of follow his lead. So I like working with them. I like working with young players that are aspiring to do something and haven't done it yet. They realize that this is an open competition, so there's no reason to feel hopeless or that you're behind the eight ball, so to speak. That makes my room a lot of fun because every day those guys are competing hard for jobs.
With Barnes last year, you like a lot of people here. Where did Gary Barnage come from?
Yeah, we had seen him, obviously over years past, but there was such limited exposure, he didn't get to see all that he could do. And I give him great credit. He's a veteran player who waited his turn but didn't waste that time. Talking with him about it, he was preparing and preparing and preparing, and then when that opportunity came, he was ready to go, and he really stepped in and did just a terrific job. Yeah, so we hope that this is just the beginning, that he ascends from there.